Hello, this is Manuela Dascal and you're listening to the CJRO Radio Local News. Ottawa Public Health has announced that routine mosquito trapping and testing for West Nile virus have confirmed a positive mosquito pool in Ottawa. This is the first confirmation of West Nile virus in Ottawa this year since the Ottawa Public Health began routine seasonal monitoring in June, and there have been no confirmed or probable human cases of the virus reported in Ottawa this year. Ottawa Public Health is monitoring the situation proactively, doing weekly mosquito surveillance to monitor virus activity and assess the risk to residents. Ottawa Public Health, in collaboration with partners, regularly applies larvicide in city-owned roadside storm sewer catch basins to reduce populations of mosquitoes that spread West Nile virus. Nonetheless, the Ottawa Public Health is recommending that residents protect themselves from mosquito bites. From August 6 to August 9, 2026, the Cumberland Township Agricultural Society, in partnership with the Navan Community Association, is inviting the community to the annual Navan Fair event. The Navan Fair will take place on the Navan Fair grounds, and visitors can experience an amusement midway, special attractions, livestock shows including cattle and western, light and heavy horse shows, and an agricultural education barn. Moreover, exhibitors show off their talents through crop competitions, arts and crafts, culinary science, floriculture, education, antique tractor displays, demolition derbies, truck, tractor, and horse pulls, and a community parade. Vendors and concessions are set up throughout the fairgrounds, and live musical entertainment is provided in the beverage gardens over the four-day event. For information about tickets and the fair schedule, you can check out the Navan Fair website at navanfair.ca. The annual Saint Laurent Parish Ceremony in Cosbah Springs will take place on Sunday, August 23rd at 9:15 a.m. at the cemetery. You are encouraged to bring your own chairs. The Township of Russell has a new official website that was developed in partnership with Accurate Creative following an extensive review of the Township's previous website. As announced in the media release, the website redesign was guided by public engagement, user research, website analytics, accessibility requirements, and best practices in municipal communications. The goal is to create a modern, user-friendly website that makes it easier for residents to find information, access services, and stay informed about what's happening in the community. Some of the key features of the new website include residents' email subscription for email updates based on subjects they are interested in. Residents can also sign in for emergency updates sent directly to their smartphones by signing up at www.russell.ca/subscribe. For more details about the new Russell Township website, go check it out at russell.ca. On August 12, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Marionville Community Center in Marionville, the Township of Russell will hold an open house to consider a new zoning bylaw for the Township of Russell. The purpose of the open house, scheduled for August 12, 2026, is to provide residents, stakeholders, and agencies another opportunity to inquire and provide comments with respect to the proposed new zoning bylaw. Staff will provide additional information on any revisions that are considered to the draft zoning bylaw that was previously presented at the open house on May 19, 2026, and subsequently presented at the public meeting on June 1st. The municipality of Castleman has prepared several activities for the week ahead from August 4 to August 7. From crafts and storytelling to outdoor games, conversation, and friendly competition, it's the perfect time to get outside, get active, and enjoy everything Castleman has to offer. All activities are free and drop-in. For a full schedule of these activities, check out the Castleman website at castleman.ca. That wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscgro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cgrradio.com for the latest news. Goodbye.